QSLs at that time. Yeah, I got it that time. Thank you. Yeah, before I got my 911, I watched videos on YouTube and selectively watched certain ones. I can't tell you which ones. I should have wrote them down. And I learned how to program before I ever got the radio. So then when I did it, I got it. The first couple of days, I had about 60 frequencies programmed in, some repeaters, most repeaters, and then several simplex. And it was neat. And then I customized the screen for whatever at the bottom. One thing about customizing, Len, at the bottom of the screen on that one is it's good to know what your SWR is or your power output or your mic gain. And rather than have to go in the menu during a conversation, you can just go to there and turn either one up and down slightly without having to go in the menu. That's just my opinion. Back to you.
Yeah, right. That's the way I like it also. I know what I was going to ask you. I mean, I don't know. I've got my Amish voice might call an antenna farm going over here because I got a four-wheel on the beam. I've got a stick, like a car antenna that's up here probably about, 40-some inches, or I think it's a 5/8 wave. And then I've got a homemade ground plane and also a homemade ground plane on the 70-meter. So I don't know if I'm getting interference, but I noticed that on the bottom of my waterfall that I've got some, what would you call it, harmonics? Like if somebody's talking in the distance, but I don't know what frequency it is.